Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
All right, so I'm eating a little bit more. What are you going to do? I think everybody's eating a little bit more right now. And by the way, I have way too many movies now that, I mean, I come in with Mason, Bronny's out there as well. I get five more movies, 28 days later, Contagion, Dune, The Prestige, and Inception. I already have so many movies that I'm supposed to watch. I don't know how I'm going to do all this, but appreciate you guys tuning in. Great show lined up, by the way. A lot of stuff going on in the NFL. Appreciate Kirk Morrison yesterday hopping in. A couple of interviews that we got coming up that I want to get into. So Jonathan Giovanni from ESPN.com, we're going to talk some basketball. There's some pro basketball reemerging in Asia amid the coronavirus controversy. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Mina Kimes, host of the ESPN Daily podcast, she'll get us going on everything on the NFL side of things. And then Adam Silver talked with Rachel Nichols today, and we got some more updates on that front. You could actually see right now, even on CNN, Mark Cuban is on there, talking one-on-one with the folks over there at CNN. So obviously, everything that's been going on over this last week, a week ago today was when the NBA suspended the season. So nothing has slowed down on that front. We're always trying to figure out what's next for the league, for the NBA, what's next for sports in general. But more importantly, there's more important things. And what I'm referring to there is hopefully a couple weeks from now or a month from now, we're at a point or situation where we feel a lot more confident than where we are today. I want to start the show off talking some football, Rams and the Chargers. You know, SoFi Stadium, when this stadium opens up here, if everything still goes as planned, and in August preseason starts, and in September the regular season starts, we know now under the new CBA rules, you're going to have 17 regular season games starting next year, but what you will have starting this season is two extra playoff teams. It's going to be as good of a season as we've had in a long time, and you have that many teams competing. And the reason why I mention that is all the free agency that just went down. We know, okay, Phillip Rivers going to be a part of the Indianapolis Colts. You know that Tom Brady is going to be a part of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Big time names being moved, big trades happening all over the NFL. But the question on a local basis, and I think, you know, Kirk brought this up yesterday. I'll get Mina's thoughts on it a little bit later. Just looking at the Los Angeles Rams, what they've done so far. So Andrew Whitworth stays with the Rams, signs a 3-year contract. By the way, he's 38 years old. I got to imagine there's a lot of, to sign a 3-year contract at 38 years old in the NFL, I have to imagine, there's some team options in that deal. Leonard Floyd signed a 1-year $10 million deal, could be up to $13 million based on incentives. But this is a question I think I have with both the Rams and the Chargers. This stadium coming in, I mean, you can't imagine, just how unbelievable a stadium this is going to be in Inglewood as SoFi Stadium. But I guess the question now becomes the teams that are going to be representing these two Los Angeles teams. I don't know how exciting they are right now. I think you got a lot. I think you have to have a lot of players that hit. I think you got to have a lot of players with the Rams. Kirk was mentioning this yesterday. These draft picks are going to be so important. If you're the Chargers right now, who's going to be your quarterback? You've heard names being thrown around. Cam Newton. Potentially going to get traded out of Carolina. We all read his tweet yesterday of how he felt about that. But I just don't feel this allure right now with NFL football between the Rams and the Chargers. What I'm referring to there is I don't know how good these teams are going to be. And I know there's still a lot before the season actually starts. But just the start of free agency, you got the Rams that are trying to save money. And you got that, look, the Chargers, Chris Harris Jr. Signed a deal today, 2 years, $20.5 million or so. But you lost Phillip Rivers, who's kind of the face of the Los Angeles Chargers. When SoFi Stadium opens up, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a star-studded cast. And don't get me wrong, I know there's some big-time names, but all you really care about, okay, how's the product going to be when this whole thing goes down? It doesn't look like it's anything out of the ordinary. It doesn't look like that what both these LA teams coming in to start this season, you got a lot of teams getting better. I think you got a division with the NFC West that's going to be remarkably competitive. Arizona got better. San Francisco's obviously
coming off a Super Bowl berth. And then the Seattle Seahawks, as good to get to a Super Bowl as they were last year, they'll probably be in a similar position. I just don't know how competitive the Rams and the Chargers are going to be walking into a brand new stadium. What's the stadium going to cost? $4 billion, $5 billion, $6 billion, whatever number it ends up being at. I think you got to look at Los Angeles football right now. And I know we got a ton of priorities that are more important than NFL free agency. And maybe there aren't that many people that are paying that close attention, even though from a sports perspective, I think all these deals that have gone down over the last couple of days definitely have been big time, but they haven't really been big time for the Rams and the Chargers. A lot of the conversation around Todd Gurley is not Todd Gurley is going to come back next season and make it happen. Hopefully he's healthy. Hopefully the Rams depend on him more. Hopefully McVay finds better ways to use him. That hasn't really been the conversation. Conversation is Todd Gurley going to be around? The conversation with the Chargers, will Melvin Gordon be a part of the team? Who's going to be the quarterback of the Los Angeles Chargers? What we thought walking into this brand new stadium at SoFi was just going to be a must-see. Think about Rams over a year ago, or just over a year ago, obviously competing for a Super Bowl, and last year not even making the playoffs. Chargers, which many, many people think Chargers have an incredible amount of talent and they could turn around their season. They were just 5-11 last year. By the way, and for LA fans out there, do you even care what the Chargers are doing? Do you have any, is any of what the Chargers have done since they moved to LA, do you care at all? Because personally, I think there's a lot of times that we talk Chargers football, not all the time, you know, they have, are definitely far, further down on that priority list. I don't think anybody cares. And I think from a Rams perspective, just starting free agency, I don't know how excited Ram fans are of what they did over the last, let's say, 48 hours or so. We'll get your guys' thoughts when we come back. 877-710-ESPN if you want to be a part of the show. Michael Irvin, who was on, I think he was on, was it First Take he was on? On Get Up. He had some interesting, definitely interesting take on Hopkins being traded out of Houston. And Stephen A. Smith had some of his reasons why Tom Brady went to the Bucs. So we'll do all that coming up next. Take some of your guys' phone calls on the Rams and the Chargers. 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN. NFL free agency is obviously, this is official, by the way. Today is the official day, as Kirk was mentioning yesterday. So teams, players can actually sign with specific teams. So that's obviously going on right now. I don't know. I guess after the first 24 hours or so, where all this news starts coming out about these different NFL players moving locations, big-time players signing, nothing out of the ordinary for the Rams or the Chargers. I said this, and this is a conversation we had yesterday, talking about the Chargers having to change the face of their franchise. Like, they need somebody. They got to have somebody to go to, because really there just is no fan base for the Chargers here in LA. By the way, if you disagree with me, call in 877-710-ESPN. If you're a fan of the Chargers and you feel like they do have a fan base here, and you feel like, you know what, if they do make a run at a Super Bowl next year, or if they have an opportunity where they make a deep playoff run, no, there's a lot of LA people that will support them. Feel free to call in. I just haven't seen it at all. And if you're somebody that cares nothing about the Chargers, and no matter what they do, it's irrelevant, that's okay too. You could, you know, obviously feel free to hop on 877-710-ESPN. I was under the Chargers got to go all in for Tom Brady, do whatever you got to do because you have zero identity here in LA and nobody's going to mention your name unless you do a move like that. Well, that's obviously done. Tom Brady with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I guess the only move left, and I know at the end of the day, it's all about winning, but we saw a Chargers team make the playoffs a year and a half ago, get blown out by the New England Patriots in Foxborough, and I don't think really anybody cared. But under that same assumption, I think going after Cam Newton, this is what Kirk was saying yesterday, if there's one player to at least draw some kind of interest from fans here in LA about the Chargers, maybe that happens, maybe it doesn't, but Cam Newton could potentially be that guy. Philip Rivers was the face of the Chargers for a number of years. He's gone now. He's obviously now with the Indianapolis Colts. I don't feel like there's something that, you know, the Chargers can do, but the one thing they should do, go make a trade for Cam Newton. At least you have a player that could be a little bit box office. At least when you open up SoFi Stadium, you got some fans that would be interested. I don't think that's going to be the case right now. Chargers played 8 games last year. Actually, let's go 16 games last year. All 16 were on the road. I mean, if you really think about it, they played 16 road games. I mean, how many times did you guys watch and did you guys see these games over at Dignity Health? It was the Kansas City fans. It was the Oakland Raider fans, or now the Las Vegas Raider fans. That's not going to change, especially when you get into SoFi. At least with the Rams, there's a base here. There's a base of some type of a fan base here. I don't think that changes with the Los Angeles Chargers. Maybe you get a guy like Cam Newton. Maybe you start winning some games. Maybe you have a quarterback that is a familiar face that has had success in the NFL and had success in college football. Maybe that changes it a little bit. But not a very exciting 24 hours if you're a Los Angeles football fan. I just don't think anything out of the ordinary happened over these last 24 hours. But I will say this, of course, you're still going to have the draft. There's a long way to go. A lot of these players, I think, are going to have to hit for both of these teams as far as young players, draft picks, and we'll see how it goes from there. You know, something, a theme that I want to say, the show, all the shows have had the entire day, and I'll open it up just the same way the morning show did, Sedano did, Mason in Ireland. If you're a small business out there and you want to promote anything that you're still open for business and, you know, supporting small businesses in this time that we're in right now, feel free. You can do that, and you can do that anytime in the show, 877-710-ESPN. If you're a small business owner out there, and, you know, everyone that's been affected with what's gone on over the last 1 week, this all started about a week ago. And when I say started a week ago, what I mean is that's when Rudy Gobert tested positive right before the game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then that trickle effect kind of happened. Everybody's kind of been bunkered down at least for the last week or the last few days. So if you're somebody out there that wants to talk about your biz, feel free to do it. You can always do it on this you always get that opportunity to do it. All right, let's keep going on NFL. Reggie in Las Vegas. Reggie, I appreciate you calling in. You're on the Sliwa Show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Sliwa. Look, I hope Rams Twitter calmed down from yesterday. There's a lot of panic within the first few days of free agency about Les Snead sitting still. We didn't have any cap space. We had $17 million. The deals that we have now, we still have to make room for. But I'm comfortable with what he did. And one thing that people don't take into consideration is when you have guys leaving as free agents, Corey Littleton.
Frees up some money.
Fowler, we get comp picks. Mm-hmm. So next year, those guys are going to be fours, fives. Littleton may bring us a three if he keeps up his production. So just calm down. Les Snead built this team. Him and Sean McVay together. They got us to the playoffs. They got us to a Super Bowl. I hope Rams Twitter calmed down, looked at what they did today, and they're happy with it.
Well, Reggie, I'll say this too. You know, this is kind of, first of all, you know how this works. If it, with all sports teams and all fans, everybody panics. I mean, that's how it works, you know? But I will say, I think the concern from probably a lot of Rams fans out there, and I appreciate you calling in, is the fact there is no money, right? Like, you're not in a position where you can make a lot of deals. That's why the scary thing with the Rams is you become so dependent on your draft picks. You become very dependent that the picks that you've made, not just this upcoming draft, but then, and that's going to be in late April, but the picks that you made last year, the year prior, these guys got to hit. You know, they have to hit. It's not like you can say, well, this guy, if he's good in 3-4 years, we'll be good to go. That's not going to be the case. All right, so I'm assuming somebody that says Charger Dave is his name is probably a Charger fan. Appreciate you calling in, Dave. What's your take? And you could go on it with the Chargers here, but do you get my point of what I'm saying? Like, kind of walking into SoFi Stadium, you got to have some kind of allure, and I don't feel like there is any right now with the Chargers.
How's it going? Long time listener, first time caller.
Appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, man. Look, I've been a Charger fan for a long time. I mean, back when they're San Diego. Crazy part about it is I'm born in LA, so I'm don't know how I became a Chargers fan.
I was going to say, not many of those.
you know, so check this out. This is exactly what you hit the right on the nail. It was like, I'm a season ticket holder, and I've been getting emails every week about renewing my tickets because I'm late.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting to see if the Chargers were going to make a move. Honestly, as of right now, with Tyrod Taylor, I won't renew my season tickets.
Not a very sexy, that's going to be. And no. But listen, maybe he gets results. You know, maybe the Chargers. I think out of all the teams in the league that were well below 500, I think most people think the Chargers have the best shot of turning things around. But let me go past this. So you've been a season ticket holder. What's it going to look like at SoFi Stadium? I mean, and just think about this. If they don't go out and get, let's say, Cam Newton, I'm not saying Cam Newton's going to go sell out an entire stadium. I'm not saying that's going to happen at all. But I think just maybe there's more level of an interest if it is Cam Newton. What's SoFi going to look like if you're walking in with, like you're mentioning, you're walking in with kind of a similar lineup that you have minus Phillip Rivers? I just think it's going to be just like it was down at Dignity Health, except that many more fans from the opposing team.
Exactly. You hit it again. It's going to be, we're going to be the away team again that it has been in the past recent years.
Yeah, just 16 road games. That's it. Just 16 road games to get to the playoffs.
And you know what? At this point, honestly, it's for me, it's Cam Newton or nothing. I mean, there is nobody else who can, you know, change the face of the franchise, like you said. Yeah, they talked about Tom Brady. You know, yeah, whether Tom Brady or not, there has to be some type of change as far as, like, an impact player. You know, like, and there isn't. It's just the same team coming back. They've added, you know, offensive line. They've added a cornerback.
And Dave, in a market, I appreciate you calling in. We got to go to break here. In a market where there is 10 other teams that you could watch. In a market where, I'm sorry to say it, but it's the truth. You're irrelevant. Right, like if you really think of the Chargers in this Los Angeles Lakers, that's going to be the conversation 60% of the time, or let's say 50% of the time, and then 40% it's going to be the Dodgers, and then it's everybody else after that. I'm obviously exaggerating. SC, UCLA, but Chargers are so far down that list. All right, more of your guys' phone calls. If you're a small business, you want to hop on, and we are happy to promote your small business. If you're open right now and you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. We'll take more of you guys' phone calls. And I didn't get a chance to play the Stephen A. Smith that I got. I'll do that coming up next. Stay right here.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
All right, let's do this. I want to go out to the phones, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier. So if you're a small business and we could help at all, we'll give you a quick little platform. Listen, it's a remarkable, remarkable odd time in the world right now. And we could just talk about it. If I'm just talking about it from a state's perspective, it's crazy what's going on. I mean, everything just completely shutting down. Obviously, people bunkering up. Most people aren't going to work, and it's affecting a lot of small businesses, and we know that. So if I could help it all, if we could help it all, it's great to see all those other shows before me, Keyshawn, Travis and LZ, George Sedano, Mason Aaron, they were taking calls and letting people kind of promote their small business. Happy to do that as well. 877-710-ESPN, if you're a small business owner out there. Jose in the Valley, appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, Jose.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to you, first of all. You're doing a kick ass job, by the way.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, yeah. Well, second of all, I'm a bartender. Obviously, got laid off. I want to call it laid off, but out of work for right now. But my, where I work at is still open for takeout. So if anyone's interested in Monty Steakhouse in the Valley in Woodland Hills, right off of Topanga and Ventura, we're still open for, for takeout. So if anyone wants to, good steak or whatever.
Jose Monty's, you said Monty's Steakhouse in the Valley?
That's correct.
Right
off the corner of Topanga and Ventura.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and plugging it, all right? So Monty's Steakhouse in the Valley. And, You know, this is, I'll say this, and I've kind of been running around myself and figuring, am I going to the grocery store? Am I going to go buy food? I mean, I think everybody's been locked into getting to the grocery store and buying food that, you know is not going to expire. You're getting the pastas and the brown rice or the rices and everything else, things that you know can hang around for a while. But it's good to know all these restaurants are open. It's good to know that if you don't feel like cooking or you don't want to cook and you want to just go grab something, you can go into any of these, you know, obviously local restaurants and go grab some food. But man, what a crazy time. I go into Starbucks this morning and just grab a quick cup of coffee. I always get a cup of coffee in the morning, and just walking in there and just seeing all the seats are roped off. Like literally you can't take a seat at Starbucks. Do I think that's the biggest deal in the world? No, I don't. But it's just your norm has been shooken like no tomorrow. You know, what we're accustomed to, things that we just do on a daily basis has completely changed. And we got to be smart about it. And we have to make sure that, you know, we're following the right guidelines, because I really think this. I genuinely believe it. When I see on Twitter, and now you see it on CNN, when you just see like what's going on in Florida and Miami, where they're still out there spring break, and it's our responsibility. Like every individual, it's our responsibility to hunker down and watch 39 movies like I've been doing. That literally is our responsibility, to kind of sit back and see if we could slow down the spread of this virus. I hope people, you know, continue to take it seriously. And I feel like people have taken it seriously, but those that haven't, man, just look around at what's going on in other countries. It's each and every one of ours responsibility. Frank in Ontario. Frank, appreciate you calling in, Frank.
Hey, what's up, Alan? Thanks for having me.
You got it, man.
Hey, yeah. So, yeah, we're called CMAX Sanitary Services. So, we provide a service to our commercial clients. And what we do is we sanitize their dumpster bins. Mm. But in doing so with the commercial side, we've gotten a lot of calls for residential. So we actually pick up your trash can where we go to your house, and we literally do a mobile service where we sanitize your trash can, which is filled with germs. So the service, it's a completely contained unit where basically you pick up the bin. It does power washing of literally 200-degree water. And it sanitizes the inside and outside of your dumpster, and we put it right back down. Curbside service, and it's all fully contained.
Frank, what's the website?
So cmaxwash.com. So C as in cat, M-A-X, wash as in wash hands, .com.
Frank,
and,
I was just going to say, I appreciate you calling in. Finish up what you were going to say right there.
Oh, no. And it's so with residential, it's obviously we want to make it easy for everyone, where literally we just need to know trash days, and we would show up right after trash day. The trash bin's picked up. We show up right behind. We pick up the bin empty, and we clean it all out. And that's literally, we're starting at $10 a trash can. So it's not even expensive. Something that we come, and it's just the dirtiest spot in your house is your trash can. And instead of bringing that stuff inside, let us shine it up for you.
Thank you. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate you calling in and educating me on that, because I had no idea the dirtiest thing at your house is a trash can. Makes sense. Makes sense there. Listen, it's kind of crazy when you kind of sit back and I know certain businesses are open right now and some of them aren't, but it's great to kind of spread the word a little bit of what is going on, what's not going on. Mo in Cerritos, you're on the Sliwa Show. Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, first time caller. I just wanted to reach out to the people, let them know that. I know the big box gyms are closed, LA Fitness, 24-Hour Fitness,
that's right.
Planet Fitness. But we're open here. We're in Long Beach. We're located at 4150 Viking Way. The company is Universal Fitness. And we're just offering, we're cutting off our boot camp classes because they were 10 people plus.
Right,
too
many people.
Now we're just offering one-on-one personal training or group training, no more than 2 or 3 people, max 3 people. We're open to the community, and we're offering day classes for the first time, too, which means that if you want to come in and do a day workout, we're just charging just a one-time $10 fee just to help out the community during this time right now, need right now. So,
and Mo, I got a question for you, because I think a lot of people can relate to this. So obviously, if somebody's looking for a personal trainer, Mo, give the website real quick, and then I got a question for you. What's the website?
The website is the number oneuniversalfitness.com.
Okay. Oneuniversalfitness.com. Here's my question to those that, let's say, can't get out to a personal trainer, or they're saying to themselves, you know what? No, I just want to hunker down. I got all my family now at home, you know, my kids, whatever the case is, right? Maybe you can give just some, what are some health tips? Cause I got to be honest. And I say this joking around. I've said it a couple times. I'm like, man, I'm be gaining some weight just, you know, sitting at the house and eating food and watching movies. Just, you got a couple health tips that I think could be helpful to those that are obviously bunkered down at home.
Absolutely. Good question. One thing I want to leave is also contact number 562-377-2836. Email address is trainingonthego@ill.com. Now, the health tips we have, good question, is that we offer meal plans, which means that you can shoot us an email and we can email you back a meal plan as far as what you need to eat 5 times a day, every 3 to 3.5 hours. And also, we also submit your workout, which you can do at home also. There's a lot of things you can do at home. Well, you don't have the time to come into the gym, or you with the family, we can give you some health tips as far as workouts, what you can do at home using resistance bands, something as small as simple as far as a chair. So there's a lot of things we can do also to offer some tips as well.
Well, Mo, that's fantastic information. I appreciate you tuning into the show and sharing that with us. Yeah, I've always thought about that. Like, I know, just being at home, right? Just spending a lot of time. I feel like the last 5 days have been a weekend, you know, where I'm not rushing into work. I mean, we're still doing our show, but just life is different right now. And that's the one thing that keeps sticking in my mind. All right, we got to still be healthy. We got to still make sure that we're eating the right food. We still got to make sure that we're getting some kind of exercise in. So it's actually nice to hear from a health expert or a trainer or something along those lines. Okay, a couple more calls. Let's go to Aaron in Costa Mesa. Aaron, I appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You got it, man.
So basically, a ski and snowboard shop located next to Orange Coast College in Costa Mesa. We've been there since 1984. Mm. And even though we had to shut down yesterday just for yesterday and today, we're going to be reopening Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to be blowing out as much merchandise as possible.
Fantastic.
And then we also do rentals, repairs, and we pretty much facilitate fun.
Well, I appreciate, Aaron, I appreciate you sharing it. And I'm sure, I'm sure there's a lot of businesses out there too that, you know, kind of understand the climate of what's going on and are thinking in their mind, let's make sure that we have some good deals out there. Everybody that's called in, everybody has kind of had some type of a special in mind. Hey, this is what we're doing. We don't typically do this, but we're going to do it now. And by the way, that's the smart thing to do because, you know, of course, consumers are going to be tighter with their money at this time. We all don't know what the future holds. So it's obviously smart to be as smart as you can in a time like this. Let me squeeze in one more call, and then Adam Silver spoke with Rachel Nichols a little bit earlier today, so I want to get into that coming up next. But real quick, Antonio in Long Beach. Antonio, I appreciate you calling in. What do you do for a living?
Oh, perfect. Thanks for taking my call. We actually own a small restaurant in Long Beach, too. I think it's actually close to the where the last caller is. It's a ceviche and torta spot. Mm. So we have Mexican food, all family-owned and operated. My dad, my aunt, we all run the restaurant there. We're open from 10 to 7 every day. We're following all the city guidelines and everything like that. So
people call in, yep, and they pick up.
Yep. Yep, call in, pick up. Our phone number is 562-377-3645. We have cocktails, ceviche, tortas, burritos, anything you can have Mexican food-wise.
Yeah, Tony, I'm hungry now, bro. I'm hungry now. What'd you just do to me?
We're on Lakewood and Carson in Long Beach near the airport.
All right, Antonio. Listen, wish you guys obviously the best. And, I got confidence. We'll all get through this. And I appreciate everybody calling in and plugging their business. And I can't tell you how happy we are to try and help in any way possible. We're going to shift back to the sports world here. Adam Silver sat down with Rachel Nichols, and they had a conversation about just where the NBA is heading. What would the conditions need to restart the season? Could this shift the NBA calendar? A lot of great questions from Rachel Nichols. We'll get into that coming up next. By the way, I just want to quickly promote at 7:30, Jonathan Giovanni, ESPN.com, really interesting article about pro basketball reemerging in Asia amid the coronavirus controversy, specifically in South Korea and in China. So maybe there's some light at the end of the tunnel here. We'll get into all that coming up next. Stay right here, the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. It's a comedy show. Come on now. We know how this works. Okay, real quick here. So Adam Silver, by the way, I love that this guy is going out of his way, the commissioner of the NBA, to address what's going on. And it's important, too, because you got, when I say important, basically what I mean by that is you have obviously a huge community that is just curious to know, hey, where's this heading in the NBA? And there's no way to track it down. I mean, I could sit here and say, hey, I think by mid-June, yeah, we'll be right. There's literally no way to guess, especially because as tests are just happening with the coronavirus in this country, I don't know what it's going to look like in a week or 2 weeks. I don't know what it's going to look like in a month. And that could be either way. It could look great or it could look, you know, dim. And I don't say that trying to strike fear in anybody's eyes, but I just literally don't know. And I think nobody knows. So here's the commissioner. He's talking specifically on this one, the conditions needed to restart the season. What has to happen in order for the season to be restarted?
I'd say I'm looking at three different things here. One is, of course, when can we restart and operate as we've known it? 19,000 fans in buildings, and sort of that's one set of criteria. Then option two is, how would we should we consider restarting without fans, and what would that mean? Because presumably, if you had a group of players and staff around them, and you could test them, and you could follow some protocol, doctors, health officials may say it's safe to play. So that's sort of second set of circumstances. And then a third option that we're looking at now, and I would say all suggestions welcome, is that as I sort of beginning of this interview, I've mentioned the impact to me on the national psyche of having no sports programming on television. And one of the things we've been talking about, are there conditions in which a group of players could compete, you know, and maybe it's for a giant fundraiser or just for the collective good of the people that you take a subset of players, and is there a protocol in which they can be tested and quarantined or isolated in some way, and then they can compete against each other just because, again, people are stuck at home, and I think they need a diversion. They need to be entertained.
Well, I'll say this. That's Adam Silver with Rachel Nichols. I think the way he just went in order there is the exact order everybody hopes it happens. You know, number one, the greatest thing that could happen is the NBA season gets restarted at whatever time it needs to get restarted, at the proper time, with the safety precautions, but with fans. That's enough. I mean, if that happened, we'd be all sitting here in 60 days or 90 days and say, man, this country and the world took on this virus, and we found everybody worked together, and we found a way to come up with a solution, and everybody, I guess the best way I could put it, everybody worked together. They galvanized together to make it happen. Of course, that's the number one option, number one. But the second one, without fans, and you still restart, okay, that's great too. It's like, again, it all comes down to this. It comes down to, you feel like if the NBA restarts the season at any point, you know the most important things got taken care of. You know that the NBA took every precaution possible, and you know that the country would have, they would have found a solution to the problem. Because you know there's no basketball going to be played. I mean, seven players have tested positive for the coronavirus. Seven players have tested. We know the latest report was yesterday with the Brooklyn Nets. Four players tested positive. One of them was Kevin Durant. Oh, by the way, Lakers played the Brooklyn Nets just over a week ago, and reports were saying that the entire Lakers team was going to get tested for the coronavirus, and that was supposed to happen today. Again, those are reports. I don't want to make anything official or anything like that. But if we got to that standpoint, all right, that's a fantastic position to be in. The third option he gives, the last option, a group of players can compete for a charity, something along those lines. Well, we know if that happens, then there's probably not going to be a season. So I think in order, you can see what Adam Silver's hopes are, and I'm sure those hopes are the same from a fan perspective as well. Adam Silver, could this shift the NBA calendar?
Possibly. Those are things we're always talking about, whether they're executives at your company at ESPN or at Warner Media. you know, together with our regional sports networks. I mean, I will say, you know, what the conventional television calendar has changed so much since, certainly since I got into this business. You know, prime time means something very different than it used to now that people, in essence, carry televisions around with them in their pockets. You know, that the summer is viewed differently than it was historically from a television standpoint. So, you know, regardless of whether we had been going through all this, it's something that the league office, together with our teams, has been spending a lot of time on. And we have a lot of our team owners who are technologists, media mavens by background. And so it's something that committees of owners and league officials have been working on a lot, especially over the past year or so.
You know what's crazy? What's crazy is when Commissioner Silver puts it that way and says that, look, if we got to shift, we'll shift it. And the NBA understands. Let's not forget, at the end of the day, what is all this? It's a business. I mean, the NBA is a corporation. They are also losing an incredible amount of money every single day, but that's the world we're in. And everybody, you can trickle that all the way down, whether it's the owners losing money down to the players and then keep going down there. How about the fans, too, and their jobs that they have? I just had, you know, phone lines packed with local people, local businesses promoting their business. Everybody is affected by this. But as far as shifting the calendar and finding a way to make it work, I'm not worried about the NBA. They're going to do everything they can to try and make it work. If it doesn't happen and it doesn't work, it means there was no chance that this NBA season can be held. If it does happen, then obviously they took the right measures and precautions. But I have zero concern that the commissioner is not trying to find a way, but just not enough answers. That's all it comes down to. I mean, look at all of us right now. What are we in March 18th? So tomorrow would have been round one of March Madness. Just think about that for a second, right? Tomorrow would have been. So we'd have been getting up and we'd have had our computers on. Have you guys, Curtis and Jess, do you guys remember this? You can watch the games online. You know how CBS does it? You guys have ever done that?
You can watch it on their app or through like the TBS app or TNN.
That would be tomorrow morning. That's what would be starting tomorrow morning, right? At 9 a.m., I think the first game goes, and then it goes till 10 o'clock. And in the middle of all that, you'd have all the NBA games. Dodgers and Giants would be 10 days away or less than that, 8 days away, from first game. Pitch, right? But I just mention all that because we went from that to nothing. And I got to be honest, like when I say I'm okay with it, what I mean by that is it became secondary overnight. Like overnight it became secondary. We are having a lot of conversations off the air about what's going on in the world, right? And to hear Adam Silver and yeah, we could shift the calendar and all that stuff. You know they're going to make it work if they can. But nobody has any answers to figure it out.
That is the ultimate thing because no one knows. And that's what it always goes down to.
That's
when it
that
comes
unsettling feeling that
that's why there's so much panic. It's just we don't know, you know, are we going to go into lockdown? I don't know. You know, even before this whole the NBA went and all these other seasons went on hiatus or got suspended or canceled, we were like, "Oh, is it going to happen?" We don't know.
Curtis, I have a question for you. On that CBS.com, tell me if you know what I'm talking about here. All right, so CBS Sports, whatever it was, when the tournament goes on. You ever seen that boss button? Do you know what that is? The boss button?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about, Jess?
No, I don't. I'm intrigued, though.
So during the tournament, this was arguably one of the greatest things I've ever seen. So you go online and you'd have the games on and it would show every game that was on there. You'd log into your TV provider. Now you got all the games on. Maybe you'd even have to. I know they had advertisers there. So there's a boss button. The moment you hit the boss button, just graphs start coming up. Okay? So the game is gone.
I like this.
And then you could press the same button to, you know, get the game back on. And I remember one time when I was on the business side, right? I told my boss, I'm like, I got to show you the boss button. He's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, just showing him all these graphs. I'm like, I'm really busy. And then I hit the boss button. All the games are on. He's like, what the hell is this? It's watching
that's
games
intuitive.
The whole time.
I'm surprised I didn't hear anything about that. That's really
genius.
Cool. That's genius. Why isn't this with the NBA? Come on now.
Well, the NBA.
Why is the NCAA hoarding this?
Let me tell you why. NCAA only because the games were earlier. Because the games were starting at 9 a.m.
Also, they're able to keep up with the actual information coming in.
But think about it, too. At 9 a.m., you're showing up on a Thursday at work, the way the tournament goes. Everybody's in the office. NBA games are later on, you know.
That's
but
true.
baseball, you got some day games. Throw one of those on.
I love those Sunday day games or those Wednesday, Thursday day games.
How about
games?
Going to a day game? What's better than that?
Well, what do you think I'm talking about? Watching the day games?
I thought you meant watching
it. Going to the day games. Come on now. We don't mess around here.
I'll do either one. All right, I'm good with either one. Okay, let's do this. By the way, we got a fantastic interview coming up. Jonathan Giovanni, ESPN.com. He's got an article right now, Pro Basketball Reemerging in Asia Amid Coronavirus Controversy. Look, here's somebody that's covering the leagues going on the other side of the world. South Korea has a league, the KBL. They are slated to start basketball again at the end of March. The Chinese Basketball League is looking to start in April. Now, there's a lot that goes into this, but I'm going to let Jonathan explain it all. He's coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.